Jy is ingeskakel op Lekker FM, is tyd vir jou misdaadverslag saam met Kaptein Dave Miller. Captain, how are you?
Doing very well, and yourself? Thank you, Pietra.
I'm fine, thank you. Before we start, thank you so much for what you would do for the community. We do appreciate so much.
It's a pleasure, Pietra. All the members do acknowledge the fact that you guys appreciate what we do, and it is returned with love as well.
Thank you, Captain. This is a difficult subject today. We're talking about sexual harassment.
Yes.
Sexual harassment at work or wherever. Mm. When can you say this is sexual harassment? I know this is a difficult question. Well, maybe I should ask this. If someone compliments you excessively and you feel uncomfortable, it's just an example.
So the sort of basic premise is that exactly what you are saying. If you are feeling uncomfortable, so if I walk into the studio and I say, "Hi, Petra, how are you doing? You're looking very beautiful today."
Yes.
And thank you very much. And then, you know, I continue, you know, Petra, you're looking really, really stunning. You know, Petra, I think, oh, wow, your eyes are beautiful. And, and I'm continuing like this. And it starts to get more and more and more and more.
Yes.
And it gets to the point now where you are like, okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that you said I'm pretty, but that's where it stops. That's where it can potentially start to become harassment.
Okay.
Well, not potentially. It does start becoming harassment. Mm. The point at which it starts to become sexual harassment is also a little bit more complicated, especially if it's verbal.
Yeah.
Okay. So currently at the moment, I'm busy complimenting you.
Mm.
And once it starts to go a little bit further than that and I start to use innuendos and double-sided language and things like that, then that can very easily be construed and can be taken down as sexual harassment.
Yes, and if I feel uncomfortable. But, you know, there are so many people who doesn't want to lose their jobs, then they keep quiet.
Yes, it is. It's a very it's actually, it's very much like bullying.
Yes. Okay? Yeah.
And it's a difficult situation. And remember, this works both ways.
Mm.
It's not just a male against a female.
Yes,
there's,
of course.
There's alpha females that are very assertive, and there are subservient men that are also fall victim to this kind of a crime.
Yeah.
So it's not an easy thing, because especially in the workplace, you're scared of losing your job.
Yeah.
But remember that there are laws that are in place in terms of human resource law. There's the legal framework.
Yeah.
First of all, in terms of sexual harassment.
Mm.
And then there are also legal frameworks which protect you in the work environment. So you need to, if you feel that you are the victim of sexual harassment, and it's not at that point where you feel you need to go and open up a case with the police, but you need to just go and study your rules and regulations with regards to your human resources and things like that, and then see what your action is within that company. Remember that different companies have different tracks that they will take. Larger companies, there's usually a format with regards to laying a complaint, and there are systems that are put in place to assist a person that is being a victim of harassment. Slightly smaller companies might not have that facility available to them. And that's where you need to maybe perhaps go and discuss somebody who's very conversed in terms of labor law and things like that to sort that out there.
Yes. Thank you, Captain.
It's a pleasure, Pietra.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.